I'm going to start a sermon series on prayer. It's entitled Cultivating Your Inner Life, and prayer is a part of cultivating our inner life. How many of you would say you pray well? How many of you would say you love praying in public? Uh-huh. How many of you pray every meal? Oops, I got some. Even when you're out at restaurants? I got some heads nodding still. Nice. I want, over the course of the next few weeks, to give you the sense that prayer is much broader than we think of. It's not a set of important words that we have to say every time. As a matter of fact, the words really don't matter. And so you really don't have to formulate sentences in your brain, even silently, sentences, full ideas and stuff, to feel connected to God. And I want to say that prayer is more about connection and communion with God than it is about communication. God already knows. God doesn't need us to phrase it just right in order for God to be influenced by us. Sometimes, as we're growing up in the faith, we have those kind of ideals, and we move from having to ask our parents for permission to do things into a life with our spouses that include knowing that we're connected, whether you even say words on a long road trip. That deep connection, it just kind of abides. It just kind of sits and settles into you. And it doesn't mean because you haven't seen a friend in months and months and months and months that you're not still deeply connected, right? And we get caught up in saying just the right words. But if you read the scripture about the Lord's Prayer, it says it this way. Jesus, John's disciples, got told by John how to pray. And you've never told us how to pray. Which insinuates that what they were doing ahead of time for Jesus counted as prayer. Right? There's an implication there that says you don't have to say words. The key to the Lord's Prayer is these are the kinds of attitudes, this is the kind of heart that you have to have when you pray well. And rarely do we pray or live our life in the spirit of the Lord's Prayer. We, especially here in the West, after the intellectual revolution and Protestant Reformation, we got into a mindset where we're in it for ourselves and we pray for our own stuff. And the Lord's Prayer is never about your stuff. It's always our. And so there's this sense of community and communion that's implied. There's almost a sense in the Lord's Prayer that you can't pray by yourself. That it's not individualistic. And we live our life so much like that, that it's we almost have to wake up to an awareness that prayer is different than we have that we have assumed it would be. Communion, connection to each other, is a critical part. We say, our Father, our stuff, your will, one will, but the rest of us, it's our debts, forgive us, daily bread, our daily bread. There is this communion and sense of community that moves us beyond using prayer as our selfish desires. There's so many folks who look at prayer, especially early in their faith journey, as the list you make for Santa Claus. Dear God, I need a new bike. Lotto would be nice. And I know the Gators haven't played well all year, but this is the Saturday. Come on, Lord. Am I striking a chord with anybody? Anybody pray for their football team? Anybody ever prayed to win lotto besides me? There is a sense in this prayer from Jesus that Jesus is telling us that empathy towards other is more important than getting our own desires met. Jesus invites us to think about others in prayer. Another key piece I want to make sure I mention this morning is intimacy. When Jesus says Father, he says Abba. It's the ancient word dada, daddy, mama. That first words a child say. I want to say this morning that prayer is not a distinct component of our faith life. It's our faith life. Connection to God, love God. Prayer is loving God. It's feeling connected. So I'm giving you a lot of latitude in figuring out where your prayer life is. If you go to the beach and watch the sunrise and you go, man, this is an amazing creation, I think that's prayer for you. If you make stuff with your hands and it gives you great satisfaction to offer that to the boutique or to offer it to the bazaar and somebody gets something new out of it, then I'm going to say that your craftsmanship is part of your connection to God and to community. If you go to the mountains, if you spend time on a boat, there are all kinds of ways to connect to God. I can tell you that standing in the Holy Land, there are certain places, it didn't matter what I said or what I thought, I was just there in God's connection. Sometimes it's a little too self-oriented, our prayer life. And so I want to remind you to move past the bargaining with God, the foxhole connection, the pleading or coercing or seeking God to change God and do our will. Somehow or another, God, I'm going to phrase this so that you have to do what I want. And move towards a prayer life that understands that prayer changes us, not God. That the intention of prayer is for us to find alignment and connection, deeper connection with God. We pray, make us a part of your plan, your dream, your will. Align us to you rather than the other way around. I think sometimes prayer can be deeper if we ask questions rather than make statements. Lord, in the midst of this suffering, how can I connect more deeply to you and to each other? Lord, how can I use these circumstances to connect to you and to creation? I think it was St. Francis who constantly prayed. His main prayer was, who are you, God, and who am I in relationship to you? There are a few barriers to feeling connected to God, and I want to go over some of those each week. So you think about, what is it that keeps you from a deep prayer life, a deep connection to God? For some folks, it's, I don't know the right words. I don't know what to say. And I believe I already addressed that. There are no right words. Just write that down. That's the right words. There are no right words. I think one of our problems is we don't slow down enough to listen to God. For some folks, there's a barrier to prayer because they're mad at God. And my response as their pastor is, say that to God. Be mad. You won't be the first person to be mad at God. You won't be the last person to be mad at God. And God's not going to turn you away because you're mad at God. It may very well be appropriate for you to be mad. And then you go back to that question, how can I use this anger or frustration or disconnection to find a path that allows me to connect more deeply to God? For some of us, we have prayed over and over and over and over, and God doesn't answer. I know that most of us have prayed that somebody wouldn't die, and people keep dying. And at some point, that's got to change our mindset about prayer. We either say, then God doesn't exist, or I'm not going to go to church, or we find a way through that and find a way to connect more deeply. For some folks, it's, I don't get what I want. And if that's your problem with God, hold on to your horses, because there's more of that in store. And for some folks, it's, look, those nasty people over there got lots, and I got little. This doesn't seem fair. Prayer's not about fair. Prayer's about connection, and each of us have a different kind of intimate connection to God. How does your life reflect the Lord's Prayer? If you need help with your prayer life, then pray the Psalms. Or find prayers of Mother Teresa or St. Francis or somebody, and find prayers that other folks, Wesley's Covenant Prayer, to find a way to connect. But connecting to God, my friends, is more important than who wins a football game or how much our retirement account has or how many friends our grandchildren have. It's more important. All those other things kind of flow out of that. Being connected to God is participating in God's creation. It looks different than we want to describe prayer. If you've not chosen one of the books to read that we've set aside, or we've selected for you to ponder, let me recommend Annie Lamott's book. It essentially is, the title is something like Help, Thanks, and Wow. And it'll remind you that you don't have to be sophisticated and articulate to pray to God, because all you got to do is have a grateful moment and be aware that it's a gift from God. And it changes everything. Prayer is a part of the journey. Prayer is connection, not communication. How are you living the Lord's Prayer? Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, let your words in our spirit, in our mind, our hearts, our being, let your words nudge us in a direction that is aligned to your will, so that today our heartbeat might be more in sync with your heartbeat. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.